Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today, we're talking about how to start a real estate career in Australia with no experience at all.
And that title alone is going to stop a few people in their tracks, because I think most people assume you need some kind of background, sales experience, maybe a degree.
Right. And the article is pretty direct on this. You need neither. Real estate in Australia is qualification-led, not degree-led. The path in is open to people starting from zero.
So what does that actually mean in practice?
There's a two-step model. First, you complete a nationally recognised qualification with a registered training organisation. Archer Institute is one. RTO 45020, regulated by ASQA. That's the training. Second, you take that qualification to your state authority and apply for your registration or license. That's the official approval to work.
So the training provider and the license authority are two completely separate bodies.
Exactly. Keep those two apart and the rest of the path makes sense. A lot of people don't realise that, and it's where the confusion starts.
Okay, so for your first role, do you actually need the full agent license?
No, and that's important. For your first role, you only need step one done and your registration granted. The full agent license comes later, once you're working and ready to take on more.
That's a much lower bar than people expect. What does the entry qualification look like, and does it change state to state?
It does change. There's no single national entry course. In NSW and the ACT, it's the Class 3 Assistant Agent course, also called the Certificate of Registration, 5 units. In Queensland, it's the Real Estate Salesperson Registration, 12 units. In Victoria, it's the Agents Representative course.
Same idea, different names, different unit counts.
That's it. Same purpose everywhere. And in that first role, you work under a licensed agent. You're not running deals on your own yet.
What does the day-to-day actually look like at that level?
You're doing the real work of the job. Booking and running open homes, talking to buyers and renters, preparing listings, handling inquiries, supporting senior agents through a sale or releasing.
It's more people-facing than people realise. You're not just looking at properties all day.
All day it's people. The article puts it well. It's people work as much as property work. If you're good with people and willing to learn, the experience builds.
How long does the entry qualification take to finish?
That's where it gets interesting. Because it's a small set of units and it's online and self-paced, many people finish it in a few weeks while still working their current job. No classroom, no fixed timetable, no waiting for an intake to open.
Which matters a lot if you've got a job, kids, a full life already.
Exactly. You do it in the evenings, on weekends, in whatever gaps you have. The article is clear that self-paced study is what makes this possible for most people.
What about the fuller qualifications later, the Certificate 4 and the Diploma?
Those commonly run around 6 to 12 months self-paced, depending on how many hours a week you can put in. The entry course is the quick first step. The upgrades come over time once you're working.
That's a sensible shape to it. You're not trying to do everything before you've even started.
Right. And one thing the article flags is that plenty of people enroll in an online course and never finish it. The single biggest reason is they get stuck on a unit and there's no one to ask. The course just becomes a tab they stop opening.
That's genuinely common.
Archer is built around a real Australian-based human support team you can actually reach, from enrolment right through to completion. Not a chatbot, not a ticket queue that takes 3 days to answer, a person who helps you finish. They've trained over 1,000 students across 4 states and hold a 5-star rating.
And that's the thing that actually gets people over the line, having someone you can call.
It is. The article also makes a point worth saying out loud. People start real estate careers in their 40s and 50s every year. The entry qualification is designed for complete beginners. If you've been wondering whether it's too late or too hard, the answer is almost certainly no to both.
So for someone listening right now who's thinking this might be for them, what's the one thing to do next?
Find your state's entry qualification. That's the course you enroll in. It's the smallest, cheapest step into the industry. Work through the units at your own pace, use the support team when you get stuck, then apply to your state authority for your registration once you're done.
Concrete enough to actually start this week?
Read the full article on the Archer Institute blog for the complete breakdown by state. And if you want to talk to someone directly about which course you need and how long it'll take, Archer's Australian-based team are on 1800 069 273. Nationally recognised, online, self-paced training with real support behind it.
Worth picking up the phone.